Hi, welcome. A question for you today. What would happen in your business if you just removed all of the stuff that's overcomplicated? If you went back to basics and removed everything that's holding you back from putting your services out there? What if you removed all of the complicated steps? What if you removed all of the complications? This is what I want to call it, the complications that you've put in the way, because you think, well, no one's going to come to me if I don't have this certain 360-step process, blah, 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 blah. No, simple is best always. When you decide, and it is a decision, to take the easy route, when you decide to remove all complications and you just start talking about your offer and you just start sharing the benefits of it and what people are going to get out of it, then you'll notice a massive, massive difference in your results and your success in your business. I think the major issue that a lot of people have when they first start their business is that they'll think that they need to have all of these things in place, all of these complicated steps. Like, before I put my services out into the world, I first need to create a masterclass, so I need to record it. Then I need to have the opt-in page and the thank you page. I need to have 10 emails in my sequence. I need to have this, I need to have that, I need to have that. To put your services out into the world for the first time, or for the second time, or whatever, you don't need to have overcomplicated steps and systems and things like that. If you're like, you know what, my priority right now is to get a few sales coming in and I want this to happen this week, you can put yourself out there this week, show up on Instagram or Facebook or wherever you are showing up, and you can literally just show up live, be present in stories, in your content, and sell. Sell every day like you mean it. Let's move away from the complications, the unnecessary things that you are putting in your way. And here's another conversation that we could have another day. But are you purposefully putting things in the way to overcomplicate it because maybe you're a bit scared of the people coming in? Is that the reason why? I want you to ask yourself this question, honestly, because sometimes this does come up in the accelerator when I'm talking through with my clients. Okay, well, why have you done that now when we discussed doing this, this and this, and now you've decided to do that? A lot of the time it can be panic and fear of success. As crazy as that sounds, but the fear of success is one of the biggest things that can hold people back. And this is something that we work through all the time in the accelerator. This is something that we go through together as a group, but also individually as well, because some of my clients really do allow the fear of success to get in their way. And there can be many fears that come across with this. Fear of overtaking your partner and their income and how that would make them feel. Fear of letting people go in your life or friends who may say bad things about you. There's certain things that might come up with regards to the fear of success. And it really does keep people playing small. So if you're feeling like, oh my gosh, I dare push myself out there, like, what is the real fear here? Are you purposefully putting complications in the way of you getting your services out into the world? Of you making money? Of you bringing people into your world? Of you changing the world? Are you purposefully putting steps in the way of your success? Or is it actually necessary? I want you to ask yourself that, because a lot of the time we put things in the way because of a fear somewhere else within our business or our life. And it's going to hold us back. So if you can push past that and just get your services out there into the world, start talking with your audience today about the amazing services that you have and how it's going to help them to change their life, what the transformation is going to be, what their life is going to look like afterwards, and how they can come and work with you. It's as simple as that. But we overcomplicate the process. We do. And yes, there are a few different ways that you can sell, especially the word sales comes up a lot. It comes up a lot in my world. People don't want to be associated with a sleazy car salesperson type or anything like that. That is not what this is about. Selling is serving. If you are not serving your audience and if you are not selling every day, then you're doing a disservice. Because there are people out there that need your help. And if you are not putting your services out there to help them, you're doing a disservice to those people who need you. So talk about your offer every day if you are wanting sales every day. You don't necessarily just have to say, here's my offer, buy it now, every day. There are loads of different ways that you can talk about your offer and you can sell indirectly or sell without selling, as I like to call it. Inside of the CASA Academy, right now, you can access every single day from the March Sell Every Day Challenge. There are 31 days of selling prompts, tips, advice, voice notes, all sorts of things from me within the group that you can access right now. And you can take and you can try. And some of the tips and points and prompts as well, you might be thinking, well, I don't quite want to do it in that way. But you know what? There are like 10 of these in here that I'm going to use all the time. And even if you were to come in and take 10 out of the 31 or even 5, it's just going to be life-changing for you in your business. There are lots and lots of different ways that you can sell to your audience. It doesn't just have to be the one way or two ways that you may be currently doing right now. There are a lot of different ways that you can do it, which comes across really authentic as well, which comes across to your audience like, hey, she is true here. She really wants to help me. She is here to provide a great service, which is exactly what you are. There is no gimmicks, no tactics, none of that in my world. So come on in. We are also in the Casa Academy as well. And you might already be in there. You might be listening to this now and you might be thinking, I'm already in there. This month, we are doing the unique storytelling content focus. And oh my gosh, I've just been sharing so many prompts in the group and ladies are taking it and saying, oh wow, I never thought of storytelling in that way. And oh wow, I haven't been doing storytelling in that way. There are four main types that I'm teaching on this month, but I'm also pouring into the group every day lots of different ways that you can share your story, get your story across, where you can get inspiration from, the types of different stories to be sharing to make people pay attention and for people to come into your world and be a part of your world and the things that you are doing online. It's just phenomenal. When you can nail storytelling in this way, your business will blow up. It will, without a doubt. And this is where so many people get it wrong. They just maybe hover around the origin story and that's it. That is just one tiny piece of the puzzle. That is just one storytelling story that you can share to the world, the origin story. And this is where people keep saying to me, oh, well, I'm sharing my story. Then I look at the content and I'll think, that's the same story over and over and over and over again that you're sharing. What about these other stories? And it's kind of like one of those things where you don't know if you don't know. This is exactly what we are going deep on throughout the whole of April inside of the Casa Academy. Right now, you can access all of this, and not just this, all of the thousands of pounds worth of trainings in the bonus training portal as well. There are thousands of pounds worth in there that I've poured into there that you can just go through, dive into straight away. And the ladies who are in there, who are coming in, they can't quite believe how much I've included in the membership, in the online training portal, and in our group, our monthly focus sessions, that we are getting deep. We are deepening a lot of these topics. The membership as well, it's not less than. A few people have asked me this, is your Casa Academy membership less than the accelerator? It's different. The membership is to deepen, like really deepen certain topics such as content, such as selling. Different things that we are going deep on, like really going deep on storytelling content this month. Not just content as a whole, but actual storytelling content. The depth of that, the different types of stories that make people pay attention, make them come into your world and make them stay with you as well. This is the thing. It's about people staying in your world. It's, oh, there's just so much that I'm sharing this month with the unique storytelling content. But one of the big things and my whole purpose around this episode is to remove all of the complicated stuff that you are doing right now. Remove it all. Maybe you are investing into 10 different software systems. I had a conversation in the DMs the other day with a lady who's like, I'm investing into this. My outgoings are crazy. I'm like, but why do you need all that stuff? Do I not need it? I'm like, no, you don't need all that stuff. It's crazy. And sometimes you might think that you need certain things to build your business, or maybe it makes you feel more business-like, or, you know, the reasons are just crazy that I get from people. But at the same time, you do not need a lot of the overcomplicated stuff that you are adding in for the sake of adding it in. So don't overcomplicate it. Start showing up and start selling daily if you are wanting daily sales. It can happen in an instant for you, as long as you stay committed to it and as long as you make it simple for yourself. Come on in to the Casa Academy and I'll show you how simple it can be. The women in there who are coming in and are taking action, they are getting the results straight away. They are having the, oh, these aha and epiphany moments straight away, where it doesn't have to be complicated. It could be so simple. Let's make this simple. Let's make this doable. And let's all have major success in our business. This is what it is here for. I'm here to help and support you grow in the group every day. And so are the other incredible, phenomenal women who are in there as well. So come and join us. I'm going to put the link in the show notes below. There are no tie-ins. No tie-ins. You can come on in to the Casa Academy and just come in and test it out. Come in and test it out. We do have a very high retention rate as well, by the way. If you're the type of person who just wants to come and dabble your toes and then intentionally leave, then don't come in. This isn't about that. This is about being intentional with your growth. If you're like, yeah, you know what? I am ready for this. I do want to come in. I do want to roll my sleeves up. I do want to go deep on some of these topics. I want to make things simple and I want to go deep at the same time. Then come on in. Be a part of it. Come and join us. Come and join our community. We are here to change the world. And you are so welcome to come and join. As long as you are committed to your growth and committed to changing the world and having huge, huge success in your life and in your business, just come on in. The link is in the show notes below. See you next time.